is probably the nerdiest music I could find here in the WGN studios. 720 WGN, Mike Steven in for Nick DiGilio until 5 o'clock. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And this music is appropriate, especially if you consider yourself a nerd. And that's okay if you do. It's cool to be a nerd. Nerds at Heart is based right here in Chicago, and it is the first company in the world to host dating events for nerds. It started back in 2006, and this group has an event open to the public in a couple of weeks. We will talk all about it. Bathsheba Berman is the founder of Nerds at Heart. The website, nerdsatheart.com. Bathsheba, welcome to WGN.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Mike.
Now, I think what you do is a good service. Nerds at Heart, you're bringing people together, especially those who are nerds or nerdy. Why did you start this back in 2006?
Sure. So we started it because we saw our friends out there on the dating scene really not making compatible matches. And so we wanted to create a more low pressure and less superficial environment where, you know, the focus could be on brains as much as beauty.
And so you had a lot of nerdy friends back then?
Yeah, well, so I'm a writer, and that pretty much, you know, makes me a nerd by default.
That's good. So you're really helping out a big segment of your friend population. But I also think that the population of Chicagoland, there are a lot of people out there who might consider themselves a little nerdy. I know I've definitely got the nerdy streak going through me because I do love Star Trek. That was sort of deliberate to play that music. But really, a lot of people have gravitated to what you've been doing, and your events over, you know, the past 8 years have been growing, haven't they?
Yeah, so we started out just in Chicago, and, you know, Chicago kind of, at that time, really didn't have a reputation as a, you know, quote-unquote nerd town. And so we were so gratified by the warm welcome that we got here, and we've since then expanded to 4 more cities, so we're in 5 cities total. And we're also raising venture capital so we can expand events and then also launch an online dating community that integrates with the event. So definitely we've had a warm reception, and, you know, if the phrase kind of goes, you know, if the people ask for it, give it to them. Our mission is actually to share nerd love with the world, and we're setting out to do so.
I think that's incredible that you have expanded to other cities. I mean, people really identify with this. What is it about these events that bring people together, do you think?
First, in general, people are certainly looking for a compatible match. They're looking for someone that shares the same interests and values beyond just kind of a, you know, a physical connection. And they also are, you know, particularly when we first started, we got calls and emails from around the world saying, you know, please, please come here. Please come to Nevada. Please come to Maine. You know, please come to South Carolina, because people were really seeking, you know, a nerd community. And definitely since when we started, that community has really exploded globally. There's so much opportunity now to find nerd community, but still not as many places as you would think to find nerd love. And so, you know, people are definitely coming to seek both romantic and platonic connections. And something that we really make a point to do is make sure that folks are comfortable, you know, that our attendees are fun and they're witty and they're warm. And we want to make sure that our events are like that as well. So a really relaxed environment. We have a couple different, you know, formats, but there's always, you know, a lot of engaging between the attendees. You know, we design the events in a way that really facilitates a whole bunch of interaction, again, not only with, you know, romantic potentials, but with, you know, platonic friends as well.
Bathsheba Berman is on the phone here on WGN. She is the founder of Nerds at Heart. You can check them out online, nerdsatheart.com, bringing the nerd community together here in Chicago. Bathsheba, how would you define a nerd? Because here we are talking about nerd culture and nerd love. I love that term, by the way. But how would we define what a nerd is?
Early on, we would get that question a lot. We still get it. And our rule of thumb is, you know, we let people self-define. And our rule of thumb is, if you think you are, you are. And so what we found is that it's a really big tent. And you get some of the, you know, suspects that you might guess would be there, you know, some of the usual suspects, you know, a lot of developers, a lot of librarians, teachers, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But we joke that it's, you know, anybody whose job title ends in ologist. but it's not just, you know, it's not necessarily just by profession. You know, it could be, you know, someone that is a huge music buff, or, you know, an anime freak, or a steampunk enthusiast. And so there's a lot of different reasons, you know, a secret collector.
Right.
And so, you know, there's so many different areas of their lives that make people consider themselves a nerd. And so we see it being a much broader spectrum, much more, you know, diverse group.
And you welcome everybody at Nerds at Heart. And you have an event that's coming up Sunday, December 14th. I want to mention this, from 4 to 7 p.m. It's at Blokes and Birds at 3343 North Clark. This is a bar, so this is a 21 and over event. And this is your Dating for Nerds winter themed party. What's going on at this party?
Yeah, so definitely got to celebrate the holidays. I know lots of folks are looking for, you know, someone to take home and show off to mom, hoping that, you know, Santa brings something more than just their two front teeth. So you know, all of our events, we kind of take whatever the, you know, the season or whatever's timely is going on and kind of do it up nerd style. So of course we have to do the holidays nerd style as well. Some of the festivities include, we have an ugly sweater contest. We have a bad Santa icebreaker.
Okay.
And so attendees will ask each other questions and answer questions and determine who their holiday alter ego is. And we have board gaming, you know, as always. We have a Festivus for the Restivus trivia, and so that's featuring famous fictional and pop culture holidays. And then we have some prizes for, you know, some geeky ways to kind of get your holiday on. So we've got Doctor Who cookie cutters, we've got USB drink warmers,
cool,
all the ways to geek out your kitchen.
That's awesome. I mean, this sounds like a great event. There's no pressure. So if you think you're a nerd or you have some nerdy friends, maybe go on over to Blokes and Birds on Sunday, December 14th from 4 to 7 p.m. That's at 3343 North Clark in Chicago. Check out the website nerdsatheart.com. Who knows? Maybe you can even find your soulmate. I got to say, you know, I collected mechanical pens and pencils when I was growing up. And I found my wife, not through Nerds at Heart, but I found my wife. So it's a great feeling when you find someone that appreciates you for being a nerd. Again, Bathsheba Berman, the founder of Nerds at Heart. Check out nerdsatheart.com and the big event on Sunday, December 14th. Bathsheba, thank you so much for talking to us here on WGN, and best of luck with the event.
Thanks much for having me, Mike.
You got it. This is Mike Steven in for Nick DiGilio right here on 720 WGN.